Nolte, while New York nursing homes begged for tests, CNN's Chris Cuomo got VIP tests. By John Nolte on March 30, 2021. As New York's besieged nursing homes begged for coronavirus tests, CNN's Chris Cuomo enjoyed VIP testing at his home in the Hamptons, reports the New York Post. The Cuomo administration largely ignored a county official's pleas for COVID-19 coronavirus tests for nursing homes at the pandemic's height last spring. Even as the governor allegedly secured the then-scarce tests for his relatives, the Post has learned. That lackluster response came, as the Albany Times-Union reported last week. As Governor Andrew Cuomo allegedly pulled strings to secure tests for bigwigs connected to his administration, as well as relatives including his brother, CNN host Chris Cuomo, and their elderly mother, Matilda. As was reported last week, the Albany Times-Union broke a bombshell report about how disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, abused his authority to offer friends and relatives, including Kamala's Frieda Cuomo, VIP testing service. This included top officials being pulled away from important work to personally conduct the tests. The testing was done at home. The tests were rushed in police cars to testing sites. At the already overburdened testing sites that could, at the time, only conduct a finite number of tests each day, the Cuomo VIP tests jumped to the front of the line. Worse still, the results of the VIP tests were kept private, which means the data was never used to aid in any way with New York's overall health catastrophe. And now we learn that the same nursing homes Cuomo ordered to accept infected patients, an order that could only come from a sociopath, were begging for these, at the time, rare testing capabilities. Meanwhile, Kamala's Chris Cuomo sat at home and enjoyed VIP testing, numerous time, per reports, in the comfort of his own home. It's not as if Frieda could not have known how scarce these testing resources were, especially in the state where he lives. Sure, he's stupid, but nobody is that stupid. He does pretend to be a newsman. Here's the real question. How could someone who is young and healthy, like Cuomo, in good conscience accept these VIP services when he knew he was safe and that others, specifically the elderly, were in real need of these resources? Oh, and let's not forget that during the worst of the pandemic, when time was a vital resource, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was supposed to be leading the fight against the epidemic, found time to call Chris Cuomo every day. Yep. After Cuomo caught the coronavirus and pretended to be quarantining. Instead, while infected, he was actually running around New York without a mask, Fauci called Cuomo every single day. How many innocent people died because the young and healthy Chris Cuomo received all this special treatment? What a selfish monster. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.